Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Some further information on the things that they're considering. Checking it out with Tom Precious's article. If a community opts in, it would require the creation of a local board that each year would create specific percentages by which landlords in the qualifying buildings could raise rent each year. So, there again, more bureaucracy. So, suddenly, you've run into a little good luck. You've got a couple of rental units, maybe a few more than a couple, and some big development's going to start, something that will draw people. And suddenly, the people that are renting from you might be looking at a raise in the rent comparable to what would happen when that project is going. But you've got to apply, I guess, before a committee that would set the percentages. So I think this whole thing of I'm for market-driven pricing and not for the government telling you exactly what your ceiling might be. As the need or the market for your product raises, you should be able to take advantage of that. That's what the country's all about is take something and put hard work into it and hopefully turn it over for a profit and move on to the next job. But you wouldn't be able to do that with this. Let's go to Eric in Medina. Eric, you're on WBEN. What do you think of rent control for Buffalo?
I think it's probably the silliest thing I've ever heard of. I don't really understand why New Yorkers just panders to the poor people. Don't we have enough poor people in this town?
We do, but what you have to know is that anybody in our state during the census, whether you're legal or illegal, gets counted in the census. And when those raw numbers come out, that dictates how much money we get from the federal government, and also they eventually hope to change those people into voters. So you can see why the door is wide open. They want to get everybody who's got a pulse to be in here.
I understand that. I told you, call screener, I am myself a landlord. I used to do residential, and for reasons that many of your other callers have already described, I got out of residential because the government is in it so deeply and they control every aspect of how you get someone in the house and how you get someone out of the house. And getting them out of the house sometimes can take 3-6 months, which you get to foot the bill for. They don't ever pay you back the rent because obviously you're not getting blood from a stone. So I switched over to commercial. Companies generally pay their bills, and if they don't, you can throw them out because nobody's life is at stake.
That's a good point. I remember when we were having a really cold spell and there were problems with getting heat into different homes. Those are legitimate problems, and landlords, I think, by and large, not all of them, but a lot of them do a good job. But I wouldn't want to get into it either. Your hands are tied. You can't even pick out the best people if you're doing residential that you would like living in the house. You got to pick out what's according to the formula.
Oh, and there's so many things that I don't think most people realize. Like a lot of old houses, it's very difficult to split the heat and split the water. And if you live in a city, most of them have a sewer charge. Well, the landlord is responsible for all of that, and you cannot turn off a tenant's electricity. You can't turn off their heat. You can't turn off their water. If you do, you can end up in a lot of trouble.
Well, I remember a few years ago, a subsidized housing, they had a problem where they actually found, egregious things going on, like windows being open when it's below zero or close to being zero. Windows being wide open in an apartment. You can imagine what that does to the heat and the heating bill. So I don't know why, but there seems to be this rivalry between the renter and the rentee, where they where the person renting wants to take total advantage and doesn't want to make it into a home that's livable for both parties.
Well, I think that is very much caused by our current climate, in that rich people are hated. And if you own a piece of property and rent it, you're considered rich, even though, you know, most guys that are doing it, they're not huge apartment complex owners. They own a couple of houses and they're just trying to scrape by. And with the taxes in New York, it's not easy. And, you know, God save you if you have to put a new roof on the property or something along those lines, because you won't recoup that cost for probably 5-6 years.
And we've heard horror stories of tenants leaving in the middle of the night, taking the furnace with them, taking copper, anything copper in the house. And so it's, I think it's a very tough job. I think you're smart by going over to commercial. Makes a lot more sense. If I were going to do it, that's what I would do too. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for calling. Yeah, can you imagine how helpless you'd feel if you know you own that place and they're trashing it? Or you own that place and they're not paying you, and the government's making it hard to just kick them out. You got to pay for the legal bills to kick them out. Then you got to hope when they go, they don't take the furnace with them. Who in the hell wants that job? Not me. Not me, said the cat. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Let's see, got some text. The text number is 30930. Could you please do the cash code again? We always get that. You ever notice it? As soon as you do it, within 2 seconds, somebody wants it again. Well, normally I would not do that, except I will do it now because I'm a wonderful guy. It's told, T-O-L-D. And you send that to 72881. Let's see. What do we have here? If you ever let somebody sit in an apartment for 6 months without paying rent, you are never, and I mean never, going to get that money. Sounds like somebody has been through that. Socialism experiment, the next one says. You know, I have a piece which is a backup. I just got it this morning, and I'm going to go through it. I think I may use it in the near future. There's a survey out now that says 40% of Americans, 40%, 4 in 10, favor looking into some form of socialism. You know why? Because these cheesy politicians have been promising free this, free that, free whatever. And there are very few examples where socialism works. But one of the Scandinavian countries, it may be, let's see, I'm not sure. I don't think it's Norway. It may be Sweden. It has a very nice system going for them and a limited number of people there, of course. But the government takes about 80% of what you earn. So it's not free stuff. And it takes away your choices and says, here's how we're going to spend your money for you.
You have no freedom.
Yeah. But the politicians have been, you know, started in the last campaign and probably well before that with Bernie Sanders, free college, free this, free that. Of course, all the states like New York and California jump in on the free stuff.
Yeah, now that 40%, how many of them are young college-aged kids?
Yeah. So that's where that goes. Let me see. How about Steve next? Steve in Niagara Falls, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, as a retired police officer, I've answered countless landlord-tenant calls, landlord-tenant disputes, and you know, you're right. There are a few slumlords out there that let their property run dry, but most of the people that rent out property and do care about what they own, and you know, they want to keep the value up. But man, it is very, very difficult sometimes dealing with people that just don't care. They'll trash the apartment, and you're right. I mean, I answered a lot of calls where you know tenants have moved out in the night and they have stolen appliances, they you know copper tubing and all kinds of things, and the landlords are just left for you know forking the bill. So it's extremely difficult right now to own property. And, you know, but the bottom line about all of this is about votes. You know, politicians in Albany, they will cater to the largest voting block you know, no matter what, you know, property owners, there's a lot more people that don't pay property taxes than people that do pay property taxes. And it's all about staying in power. And that's the bottom line of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more the merrier, because with the census, every person, legal or illegal, is counted. And that's what they want. Open the doors, gather them in, and work on it from there. Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Good to see people who have seen it up close and personal. A New York State rent control to Buffalo. Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's a good idea? There's a couple of proposals now, and it's tied in with the fact that the rent control, the current one, it expires in the end of next month, and so they're looking to replace it. Would it work here, according to this article with Tom Precious? On the surface, it would appear that the city of Buffalo could be ripe for rent control system under the terms of legislation being considered at the Capitol. City officials are telling some lawmakers that the current rental vacancy rate is about 2%. It's well under the 5% ceiling in the bill. Now, I wouldn't say that people are clamoring for this. The words from Crystal People Stokes. So we have some who say yay, some who are saying, well, I don't know. But I think this is a loud no from me, simply because I think they're expanding it here because they found it opportunistic. And they were sitting around figuring, how can we get even more illegals into the country? Well, we got to make sure we got a place for them to live. And so let's show them ultra-tight control over what the landlord can do, and more control of what the person renting gets. Now, I believe you should not be treated as a second-class citizen because you're renting, but I also believe that you have a responsibility as well. Let's go to Maureen in Buffalo. Maureen, you're on WBEN.
Over what the landlord can do.
Hello, Maureen. Okay, Maureen, turn your radio off. This is Talk Show 101.
You should be treated.
This is the first time Maureen's been on the phone. Thank you very much. Maureen sounded like one of those monsters that you see in the movies. Whoa.
I have to say, I don't know what she was listening to, but that show sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I would listen to it.
I listen to it every week.
Do you listen to it every week? Good for you. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, I'm sure, has given this thought and wants to share it with us. Hi, Dan.
You know, your callers were all good, and how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Dan. Good to talk to you.
I don't think any of them were wrong. I think it's a matter of your economic perspective. I think the average rent right now in Western New York, and I have a few buildings of my own, the average rent is in the $1,000 range from high to low, all geographic areas. Buffalo is really doing really, really, really well. I also believe that I think, and nobody's brought it up, we're missing an opportunity here. If that type of legislation is ending, if the rent control legislation is expiring, and they have been with it for more than a generation, my thought is, why not let it expire and you would have better information to draw from if you feel the need to re-regulate anything. That Crystal People Stokes, the more I don't know her, I'm not that familiar with her. I've seen her on the news a couple of times. She's crazy as hell. And I'm going to tell you why. She is concerned about regulations, and she's not tackling problems that she could actually make a positive effect with. And I'll give you the biggest example. The Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority is in ill repair, has a super bed bug problem, and has a lousy maintenance record. Now, from her perspective, if she feels that this is her hot button issue, get your lazy butt up and tackle issues that you have some control over. Sandy, you pointed out a free market economy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening loud and clear.
Okay, well, then we should teach the listeners, and it doesn't matter your political persuasion here, that it is a market-driven economy. If you don't have people willing to take a risk, buy a multiple-unit building, Myself, I've always bought buildings that were in ill repair, and it took me time to realize any profit whatsoever. And I found that me screening my prospective tenant was the best tool that I had. Some people, after I interviewed them, yes, I took Section 8 housing people on. I most certainly did, because the money's paid directly to you, and you don't have to worry about the tenant going to the casino and there goes my rent money.
Right.
But the politicians right now are starting to bother me, and I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to be as fair as I can be. They don't have any control over me and what I'm going to do with my property, although their actions could force a guy like me to say the heck with it, because there's other ways to make money.
Yeah, and as if you own properties, you're an investor. When you invest in something, you expect a profit eventually if it's managed properly and everything goes the way it's planned. And so, not to be able to take advantage of, say, suddenly a booming hot housing market because some committee has to dictate to you what the percentage is that you can raise the rate. That's not market driven. That's more politicians involved with your life and your business.
Well, they're wrong here, Sandy, and I wish they would listen. They have to stop. If I were a legislator, then my point of view would be, yes, affordable housing is becoming an issue. Yes, municipal housing controlled by the municipality is in ill repair, and that needs to be addressed. I mean, just take a look at the Perry Projects. That's the poster child for dilapidated property.
And explain something to me. No matter what market I work in, the subsidized housing or the things you're talking about now are put in the prime spots for real estate. They're next to water, rivers. They're next to lakes. I mean, you pay extra big money for that stuff, and that's where they put them. I can never figure that out.
Well, I can give you a little bit of an answer, and I believe I'm fairly correct, and you could use the Fruit Belt as an example. When the medical corridor came in, you had a Fruit Belt population that could not keep pace with the new economy. Therefore, some compensation had to be made, and in the interest of what they felt was fairness with the brain trust at the time, they put a small percentage of low-income housing in there to give a segment of the population that otherwise would not have the opportunity to take part in that new progress. That is why you do it. I don't have much of a problem with that, because it's always the smaller percentage. And when they leave, and if they're smart enough to make the profit because they're in a key location,
right,
they could take that revenue, that increased revenue, that profit. It's the same as winning a lottery ticket if you're smart enough to take advantage
of it. And reinvest it. Yep, and reinvest it. Hey, thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. I know Buzzy, Mr. Beamer. He's just trying to find a bank that can keep up with him. On News Radio 930, because he's one of those millennials. Yikes. On News Radio 930, WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Lawmakers in our state are considering rent control for all of the state, not just the city. Bill runs out for the city in next month, and they're thinking of a new one that would include all of the state. Here's the text, 30930. In 1950, the city of Buffalo had 580,000 people living in it. 2019, it's approximately 255. When are the people going to wake up and realize that we are not New York City? It is not working. It is different here in Buffalo. Yeah, I don't think it's a tight fit from what we have in Buffalo. The demand for housing in New York City is always going to be different. I don't think with some of the extra protections they're thinking of putting in for the renters, and they're doing it for a reason. I think it's pretty easy to see it. Ann pointed it out earlier. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. I met Mary pointed it out earlier. This is Ann the Wiser. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again, Ann.
I'm glad you returned home safely.
Let me tell you something, Ann. On our trip, several of the people taking the trip talked about you and how much they enjoy it when you call in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're a celebrity, Ann. What's on your mind with the rent control?
New York City and Buffalo is different, as you know. I look at Buffalo as a country town, and Buffalo has its own little quirks, and I'll tell you why I say that. The majority let the houses here, for instance. They renovate the houses, so you get one apartment, and they got two apartments. But the thing about that is, 9 times out of 10, the landlord that own these houses with these apartments, they don't even live in Buffalo. They live out of state. So they have somebody that they go downtown to that's supposed to come and take care of all that little stuff. So if they don't take care of that little stuff, then you have to be very careful, because if you start to put up light fixtures and all of that in these houses, they might come and they want to rent their house and they want their apartments back. And so whatever you has put in there, you are not going to get paid for that, because that become real property. So don't put stuff in other folks' house that you don't own. And I was listening at the gentleman's desk call. He was talking about municipal housing. If you own Social Security, SSI, or any type of disability where you get checks at, HUD, Section 8, and all of this stuff, when they raise you, meaning Social Security and SSI, those apartments, those people, they are going to go in and they are going to get a raise out of that too. So if you pay, so if you got $100 raise in your check, they are going to take some of that money that you got from Social Security, SSI, or whatever, they are going to raise it. And they are not good either. So I really don't think that New York City and Buffalo would be a good match. I think that would be a bad mistake.
I'm with you, and thank you, and it's good to connect with you again, Ann. Thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. Yeah, a lot of the people on the trip, as various times, we'd be talking about radio, and they would say, we really enjoy Ann's calls because she's right on point. She really is. All right, here's one. This is a text, 30930. The upstairs tenant smokes marijuana. I hate it, and it's the landlord's daughter. What do I do now? Well, first of all, if you wait a little while, it'll probably be legal. But so this landlord's daughter is upstairs smoking marijuana. So what can you do? Gasp. You put a fan on, I guess. I don't know.
Welcome to modern age.
I think recreational marijuana is just a matter of time, whether it's soon or a little bit later. So it'll be there. Medical marijuana is already available, And so I think that you just have to sit and wait. I don't know what else you could do regarding marijuana. Cops aren't going to bust the door down.
Not anymore.
No, not after. No.
Not for a user.
Yeah. You know, unless they got. Did you see they stopped somebody? They had 200 pounds of
that's
marijuana.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 200 pounds. That's Buzzy. They had a buzz with, you can get a buzz with Buzzy, I guess.
Oh, he's a way under 200 pounds.
I was going to say, that's false advertising. Right now, weighed myself this morning at 168.
Oh, you got weighed this morning?
Yeah.
Wow, before your shift actually started?
Just to get in. Yeah. That's actually up 12 pounds. I was in the 150s in December.
You said it's 155? Is that what you said?
No. I'm at 168 now.
168.
I was in the 150s in December, and I've been a little liberal in my eating the last few months.
Tony and I would be Mirandized. We have a right to remain silent, and we're going to.
I think I weighed that in high school.
I weighed in junior high school, in eighth grade. It's funny because the numbers are so even. I weighed 200 pounds, and I was 6'4".
Wow.
That's in the eighth grade.
In eighth grade, I was heavier than I am now.
Really?
I was in the 190s by eighth grade.
Okay, now it's like bringing along an extra person wherever I go. Anyway, we want to hear from you, 803.
I'm not giving up my weight.
No, I would not
think much.
So. Yeah. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll take a minute early break on this one on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's give another shot here to line two. This would be Maureen. Maureen, you're on WBEN. Maureen. Hello, Maureen. There you are. I knew you were out there somewhere. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Sandy. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What do you have for us today?
All right. Well, now we've had a few calls in between, so I'm not 100% sure what the topic is, and great calls. But anyhow, I'm originally born and raised here in Buffalo. Had the great experience of living in two other states, Washington and Minnesota. Relocated after 20-some years. A family did an exodus back in the 90s. All of us, big Irish family, everybody moved out. Nobody ever came back except for me. 20 years later, you drive down areas that back, actually it was 25 years ago, would be considered nice. And it's heartbreaking, even in 25 years. So when you say, Sandy, and you have to watch, you know, market value, that's fine. But then as you're getting more riffraff coming in, you may not want your property based on market value. We moved over by a church, and I won't give the name, and I had my little guy, and we're walking, and there's needles all over the bushes. It starts with, number one, the people. So if you're a private homeowner, you have the luxury of screening out those people so you don't get the riffraff in and the people that are going to rip your copper out of your walls or what have you. However, now you're talking about the government who can't even run their own Buffalo municipal buildings. You know, anything government related where they're going to set now a market value, to a degree, it should be. Because I did fall now within the, you know, a couple of years of being out here. I no longer own my home and live next to my Vikings football player, you know, and I needed assistance. Okay. So you're getting information from somebody who had once had it, then you lose it, and you lose it in a state you're not, you know, from. So not only are the rules different, but the lifestyle. So now you go through the system and your HUDs and whatever, they send you, okay, you don't have credit. We'll send you into HUD. You get refused HUD because you don't have credit. And I'm looking at the people going, when you come through here, they're assuming you don't have credit. So to even be refused a government program, where are these immigrants going then?
Well, that's a good point, and that's the unanswered question, because the door is wide open. The mayor has called it a welcoming city, and that's what they're hoping for, more bodies within the confines of New York State.
Okay, but we can't even house our own bodies, and the people that were born in the United States are getting refused these government, you know, whatever helps that are out there. So where are we putting these droves of people? And if they think, oh, they're just going to stay in New York City, so we'll just, you know, build that. It won't. They're going to migrate out, too, because eventually some of them are going to want land. Some of them aren't going to want the hustle and bustle. I know I came from a rural area back now into city living. I can't even adjust to that.
Well, if you think about it, to the best of my knowledge, this has not come up recently. So why would it come up now? I think it comes up not coincidentally with the fact that they want to open their arms to as many illegals as possible. Illegals are welcome too, but especially illegals, just to build up that base and try and get more aid from the federal government. Eventually, get a path to citizenship for those who are here. Because on the census, everybody gets counted, whether you're legal or illegal. And I think that's part of what, if you want them to come here, you got to have a place for them to live.
Right. But even if the now federal government stepped in to oversee, because some of the stuff here within New York State that they're doing, because I would talk to people, and I truly do feel bad for the people that, you know, they were born and died here in Erie County and don't know any better.
Yeah, and haven't been around, right.
And it's not just the housing. I mean, really. I mean, you could go to another state and the same house that these people, and they can't afford the upkeep out here in New York because you're being taxed up the wazoo. You know, the house has become where you can go to another state and go, oh, my God, now look at this, you know, this house that I for the same dollar, you know, and people aren't seeing that. And here the state, New York State specifically, is having a hard time just running themselves to where it almost, and again, you got to watch because you don't want too much government. But it's almost like at the point where the feds have to come and even make sure our state is running right. You've got, you know, somebody, the head of the Department of Erie County, and he's hit up for, you know, allegedly rape. I mean, the state within its own isn't even functioning.
Yeah, why do they think that we're a good fit with New York City? We certainly don't get that that thought in any other of their discussions. But for this, seeing that we could be a place to house people, I think that's why we're in on it. Well, thank you, Maureen. Thank you very much. Think about it. Why now? You got to ask, why now? In fact, one of the texters said, follow the money and find out why now. Why now? It's because of what we're just talking about. You got to have places to put people. And if you're giving more protection to the people coming in, that means that, okay, they get in there. They don't pay their rent or whatever. Unless they got some kind of a sponsorship, they're going to be there for a long time before you can get them out. So it's a kind of like looking for a place to stay. I don't think it's a good fit. I don't think Western New York is like New York City at all. But we do have some forward momentum in our growth, and hopefully, like the medical corridor, brings in new people who pay their own way and add to the community. Mr. Beamer, I'd need a couple from you, if you please.
Oh, I would love to, Sandy. We will start with, we have two questions on Facebook right now. The first, who needs more protection, landlords or tenants? Patty says landlords. I know of a tenant who has 7 cats and 2 dogs in a rental that states no pets. However, there is nothing right now the landlord can do to get the tenant out.
7, I love cats, but 7, and I like dogs too, but I love cats. 7 cats and 2 dogs?
That's a bit much.
Yeah, that's a bit over the top. Another, please.
Harriet says, and I disagree, Harriet, because I don't think most, I think some, but Harriet says, landlords need the protection. Most tenants are terrible because they don't own a home and ruin anything they live in.
Well, I don't say most either, but I do say some.
Some do. Oh, yeah.
Some, and they're the ones that spoil it on both sides. These slumlords who don't even live in the state, they might live in Florida or something, who own 39 houses, they have to end up in housing court all the time. They're not good for it, and neither are the ones who are in there with no intention to take care of the property or evil intentions when they leave. Like, it's almost like I'm going to get even with the landlord when I leave by taking his furnace. I mean, that's what you're looking at.
Just from my observation through life, and I could be totally wrong on this, but it seems to me that more of the problem starts with low-income people, people who don't have the means. They're the ones more likely to trash and not take care of property.
And because you're low-income doesn't give you a special get-out-of-jail-free card. You're low-income? All right, you can be that and still be a reasonable, rational tenant. But to think that, well, I'm low income, so they can't get anything from me anyway, so I'll trash the nest of which I perch every night is stupid.
It is stupid, and, you know, and I don't believe that it's all low income, but I think that that's the highest percentage.
Well, yeah, but
just for an observation.
You know what? Low income, you can still buy soap and keep your place clean.
And paint. It's
yeah,
not
and
that
paint.
Expensive.
Low income, you don't need trash on the porch. Because it's low income, you don't need to be an eyesore in the neighborhood.
And also, low income means you're most likely getting help to pay for living
That's
there.
That's exactly right.
So those things should buy the supplies you just mentioned.
Yep, exactly. You're talking to a guy who worked at a radio station, my second radio station in my career. It was a daytimer. And after we signed off in the afternoon, which was about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I went to had dinner, went to the hardware store, bought paint, came in and painted the control room while we were off the air. And that station was WSBS in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and they're still there.
I think we would get in trouble if we tried that here.
Yeah, I don't think that was a
solution. Well, Joe, let's make some murals.
Little smaller company than this one.
What am I supposed to do with those paint cans you told me to bring?
What color you guys like? Pick out a nice color. All right, that about wraps it up. Guess what? We have a text for you. 72881 is the text number. The word for the secret word contest is BOLT. As in Usain, B-O-L-T. Text B-O-L-T to 72881, and you might win $1,000. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.